a prayer to begin with. I weave a silence onto my lips. I weave a silence into my mind. I weave a silence within my heart. I close my eyes to attractions. I close my heart to temptations. Today we're reading from Luke chapter 18, beginning at verse 9. To some who are confident of their righteousness and look down on everyone else, Jesus told this parable. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood by himself and prayed, God, I thank you that I am not like other people, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, and even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get. But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, God, have mercy on me. I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. A space to read it again by ourselves and ask what is standing out to us this morning. What strikes our heart as true for us here and now? We love comparisons, whether it's what is the favourite 10 films or what's your favourite colour or am I better than her? We love comparisons and rating things. I find it extraordinary that the Pharisee compares himself to three notable sinners, well, four if you count the tax collector, I suppose, robbers, evildoers and adulterers. In comparison, he doesn't aim very high. Whereas the tax collector kind of gives up on that game altogether. God, have mercy on me, a sinner. I suppose the only measure he has is God, himself, and mercy somewhere in between, making the connection. There's nothing wrong with fasting twice a week and giving a tenth of all he had. But it was not integrated in who he was. It was something he did, not who he was. Whereas the tax collector accepts the description, I am a sinner. This is who I am. I think that's part of the reason, at least, why Jesus praises him. He's not looking outwards, not comparing what he does against other people, but he's looking inwards. And he's not content with what he sees. And that brings him into the temple to pray, even at a distance, and ask for God's mercy. One shouldn't read too much into a parable, but one asks the question, what conception did the tax collector have of God? Thinking of our reading yesterday, which spoke about sinful people hiding away from the light, this isn't this man. This man is coming into the light. He knows who he is, and I think he knows who God is, that God is merciful as well as just, and he throws himself on God's mercy. And as I said, there's nothing wrong with trying to be a better person, to love and be kind and generous, But at root, we have to have a concern about our heart. Where are we directed in our life? What do we aspire to? Not who do we measure ourselves against? We pray. Loving Father, let me hear your gracious call. Not in preening religiosity, comparing myself with others, but in desperate humility, casting myself on your mercy. As I pray, God have mercy on me, a sinner. So may I live this day justified and free in the life-giving power of your Spirit. Amen. Let us pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.